What's up, KHD Nation? What's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University here on the second day of December 2025 here on recording on this, you want to say mid-afternoon Tuesday here in Kansas City, Missouri. It's the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again for tuning in to this episode of this podcast. Again, the Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, iTunes, Spotify. Y'all know what to do there on that. Of course, Podbean app returning very soon. Greer 380's podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R number 3-E-D-D-I-D podcast. Podcast. Again, that's G-R-I-E-R number 3-E-D-D-I-D podcast. Podcast for more bonus coverage there of your K-State Wildcats. If you want it right there, you gotta download the Podbean app to do so there. And of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast, whether that's a big time K-State fan, a student, a grad student, a fan outside of the Midwest region. You get it. The Purple Project Podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Well, already we're getting to the questions, and this is going to be talked about. Obviously, when the bowl game is over, and when I'm sitting here recording this, obviously, K-State regular season's over, 6-6, right? And the questions are already started. We don't know the destination of the bowl game yet, and when it's going to be played. But the questions are already starting to rise up. Avery Johnson, is he going to come back next season? And Avery already said, well, he's already said the whole you know what we're talking about. Every time a key player on, whether that's K-State, KU, Missouri, Pitt State, whatever that is, right? A key player is in question. A very good player is in question to come back or go to the NFL. You know, it's like, hey, come back next season, like. I gotta talk about it. Talk about my family. Gotta pray about it. Things like that. And that's what Avery said. Not his exact words, but what he said pretty much in that post game presser after his team beat Colorado. Look, Avery, obviously, and I can easily sit here and say, "Up, oh, he's gonna do this. He's gonna do that," but. Looking at hindsight here a little bit, I think team is 6-6. Team, and no matter how this bowl game is going to shake out here coming up, whenever that is, team ain't living up to expectations. Again, we're talking, it comes back around to the expectations. Yeah, and I understand the NIL and all that other stuff. Right? Oh, boy, we might have to take a time out. We might have to take a time out. But anyways, real quick, before let me finish this thought real quick for a minute. Yeah, man. Expectations. Expectations were supposed to win. They didn't do it. 6-6. And if you go 6-7 in this bowl game, that's just going to be leave a stain in the wrong direction, right? it just cannot. I mean, yes, Avery Johnson, look at the number. Let me see if I can pull up the numbers on him real quick from this year. Going into this bowl game here. I had it here for a minute. Yeah, so right now, as of pre-bowl game, right, 2,300 yards, 18 TDs, almost 500 yards on the ground, 8 more touchdowns, right? And that's solid. That's solid right there. That's solid. Look, your team ain't winning. Your team not winning. And if I had a personal opinion on here, which obviously I'm biased on here because I, again, was probably the only person out of the Casey Family Podcast to be critical of Avery Johnson. And the fact of the matter is, look, there's something he got to work on, man. If he's going to play, how to desire the talent to play at the next level. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here, recording this football edition, December 2nd, 2025. This will probably lay out later on in the week somewhere amongst the volleyball and NCAA tournament discussion. Well, tournament appearance, as you say now, and all that. But this thing's got to work on, man. And he can benefit from that. And NIL, you get paid money. You get paid money to play QB. Play a lot of money. You got that nice car and all that other stuff. Look, I'm not trying to admire them things, but there's more than that than just that. You want to win football games. In the day, what is it about? The results, winning and losing. Well, we're not going to take a break. That's good. But anyways, you're talking about winning and losing. You can get all the other extra stuff like money, being paid $1 million, have all these NIL deals and all that. But end of the day, you don't look back at the college experience, whether you're a college athlete or you're not, or you're just a student, and say, did my football team, was it my team competitive all those years? This is going to be subpar. Particularly the last 2 years, right? Something happened there. And look, he was the prized possession of the state of Kansas. Avery Johnson was. I remember it was early years of the podcast. Yes, we haven't been around that long, but it feels like we've been that long because of all the episodes we recorded up until this point, right? But again, go back to the early moments of this podcast. Avery Johnson was the highlight, right? Leading the historic at that time, right? Historical recruiting class on here on campus, the Manhattan, Kansas, out there in Kansas State University. We sat there talking about it. It's like, oh damn, this class got an opportunity to do something big. Well, that still has not happened yet. And I'm sure he's got. And I'm sure if I were in his shoes, you got infinite business. So I'm not trying to say what it is, tell him what to do, anything like that. This is his decision. Ain't me. I'm just sitting here observing from the pit box. You know what I'm saying? Again, NASCAR reference. NASCAR reference. Observing from the couch or pit box, whatever you want to, whatever you want to call it, right? But again, it's just the same thing. At the end of the day, you can have the nice Corvette. You can have all the endorsement deals. You can have the NIL. You can have the money. But at the number one priority, do your football team win games? The answer is going to be that is no. I'm sorry. Again, I'm not a cut corners. I'm gonna tell you what it is. And what it is right now, team is could be win away from 7-6 or lose this bowl game. Give me 6-7. This is not good. That is not good enough. And it goes back to the whole what I've been talking about. We're getting top recruit. I'm not top recruits like the Alabamas, the Georgias, the Miamis. Of the Ohio States. Oh, there, I'm leaving them out. But we're definitely not at that level. We're sure as hell we're not going to be at that level. And so if we keep putting this type of product on the football field, I'm going to keep on saying, I'm sorry, I'm going to keep on saying it. Because again, you have the expectations of you. Once Texas and Oklahoma left, it was this university, or at least the football program anyways, was supposed to at least, and I'm not sitting there Texas, Oklahoma, because they're not. You were right there in the mix, top half of the league. You were the next team to fill in, not some new team that come on in here and dominate like BYU is. BYU for the I think for the second straight year is going to the Big 12 championship game. They only made it for 2 years. What have they done since going into Big 12? Win games. And see. It comes all full circle a little bit. Not quite, but full circle enough for this episode of this podcast. That, again, all BYU does win. No matter who the quarterback is. And that's been very impressive. That's been very impressive. And, again, Texas Tech, BYU, that is the conference championship game this weekend. And then we'll find out where K-State goes for the bowl game on this upcoming Sunday, which, yeah, I do not have to work. Thank goodness for that. But it just, at the end of the day, I mean, we're in this era of money, performance, money, how much I can pay this player, how much I can play that player, hey, how much I can play this player, can I keep the core together? So this is only a small core when you look at it. Now, again, look, offense, Joe Jackson getting rewarded, You need to find a way to roster retention and all that other stuff. Yeah, but at the end of the day, I think Avery, I don't think he's there. I definitely don't think he's there. Not close. Not close enough. So if I had to say something to say, if I was the president of the Avery Johnson Club, I said, nope, you're going to stay, come right back over here. But again, I haven't said the word Trinity Portal until now. How many minutes were this? How many minutes is the episode? Let me click on here. Yeah, we're 10 minutes in. I haven't said that word yet. Trinity Portal. And or you could option out and go somewhere else. And that is the fear, because KSA fans do not want. So, again, there's a lot of work. Look, Matt Wells, underwhelming this year and all that. I was high on Matt Wells this year. I keep going back to that, but I was rooting for Matt Wells. Well, that failed. So I don't know what his future is going to be for next year and like that. We got to get through this bowl game and everything else like that first and all that. But before the question really starts to kind of amp itself up. But that question was answered, or that question was asked after the game. And I don't think right now he's the type of player right now he needs to be right now. That's just from me right there. Everybody else has their own opinion. But also the other thing is Trinity Portal. Because if he goes in that Trinity Portal, I mean, yeah, you have Blake Barnett winning the wings. You have another quarterback out of that 2026 class. There's I'm only saying that because I know Blake Barnett off the top of my head. Or Jake Knuth. Yeah, those two guys. Them two right there. So it's basically your potential could start over. And that's when you have a type of quarterback, a veteran. And again, it goes back to what I said beginning of the season. When you have a veteran quarterback in the conference there, you're intending to do big things. And against K-State team overall, didn't achieve it, underperform and whatnot. And now, all of a sudden, this basketball team, your changeup ain't doing so well either. 5-3, they lost three in a row. Some City Recorders podcast. They don't play again until Saturday. So, I don't know, man. It's just, for right now, for football's sake anyways, yeah. You're afraid to lose him. And look, Avery, for what it is, I will give him his flowers, man, for being committed. Because that's some old school stuff. That's some old school stuff right there. Being committed to one school, not college hopping place to place and all that, not getting your way. Oh damn, I get my way. Screw this. I ain't getting paid. I'm going to another university. Not all this other stuff like we're seeing now all over the place where it's gonna get crazy. And it's going to get really crazy, in particular this team, because this team was supposed to be in the conversation, at the very least, be in a conversation, which they were not, in a Big 12 title contention. And I understand the fans being pissed off that, yeah, I mean, you had those expectations going in. What were we supposed to say? Yeah, we're going to be 6-6. Hell no. We're going to be 6-6. I tune out. I ain't watching no game. I ain't paying no season tickets to watch that mess. 6-6? No. You asked me at the beginning of the year, we're going to be a 6-6 football team. No. I ain't watching that product on the field. I want to see our team be successful, be contending, be in those meaningful games when it comes to close to Thanksgiving and all that stuff every year, right? And so, again, K-State was just missed the mark. And I don't know about his coaching staff. In my opinion, that's a whole nother discussion. There again, there's a reason why I'm holding off, because that's another conversation there. And look, I mean, the fact of the matter is, I mean, once we get Alex up in here in this conversation, I think he'll probably end up saying even more than what I'm saying there as well. So I don't know, but at least for the answer, the simple, you know, there's nothing simple about it. There's a lot of avenues that Avery can go in a spot, but your football team ain't winning games. It's just that 6-6, you're basically 500 or below 500 team, which K-State was this year. So, matter of fact, it starts with the quarterback, and then he comes back. Then you're going to start building your roster or rebuilding or rebuilding it. In this case here, I think what I'm getting a sense at is this coaching staff wants to retain this core of players: Jace Brown, Joe Jackson. Let me see. You had your injury issues before the season started. All this other stuff. You have a key piece in Austin Romaine who had to go on reserve. You're going to lose Pornell. You're going to lose VJ Payne. and all this other stuff. So there's going to be just plenty of movement. You're going to lose Sam Hecht to the NFL. I think he's a senior, I think. I don't have the full roster up in front of me right now. So we wrap up this Pro Project edition of the podcast, this football edition of the Pro Project podcast, all things K-State sports, EG3, Eddie Greer, the third in the building here. But, yeah, we can go down multiple rows, and we'll have plenty of time, obviously, discuss all that because, hey, this is your money maker and your main money maker anyway, and they're not producing. And you lose the football game, bowl game, you'd be 6-7. Who wants that? See, that's another podcast in itself right there. So, and your men's basketball team right now going the wrong direction and could be in trouble on Saturday against Seton Hall. So, I don't know, man. It is a lot of things up in the air and a lot of potential concerns on the men's basketball side as well. So, I know. But for me, if I'm in the AV top of the heap of the AV Johnson Club here, I say, look, man, and we'll come back to this, but I say, look, man, you got to work. There's several things you need to work on. So, and I think, again, it comes back full circle. You can have, you can be comfortable with your money and all other stuff. You can be comfortable with your material possessions and whatnot that some of us don't got. You know what I'm saying? Hey, the NIL transfer portal was in my spot in college. I would have potentially been on it on a track side, man. I mean, come on, baby. But it wasn't there. It wasn't there, and I made a different decision. So again, it just made the avenues that much difficult. But at the end of the day, it comes back to the number one thing: is your university winning or losing games? Is your program winnable program? Right now, at least this year, anyways, this team was not a winnable program. I'm sorry. You spent majority of the year basically under 500. That's not winning football. So what it is. So again, we still got a little bit. And we don't know as I wrap this episode up, K-State's opponent or destination for a bowl game. We'll definitely talk about it as well. And then obviously after, we'll see. I mean, should we accept the bowl? I don't know. I don't know, because you're 50-50 from being the finishing under 500, where you started. So, I don't know, man. I don't know, there's a lot to consider right now. But, yeah, we're just trying to adjust one of those questions, at least to start trying to just think about what in the future, right? Because 2026, hey, I mean, it could be big or could be not. So, we'll see what happens. Obviously, we'll know the destination of the bowl by the end of the weekend, and we'll talk about here in this Pro Project podcast. So, but that's just my stance on it for now. I'm pretty sure we'll come back to this plenty once the off season officially arrives for the Kansas State football team. The Pro Project podcast, all things K-State sports. Once again, get it wherever you get your podcast. We are free and available daily, folks. Again, feel free 4 or 5 stars rating, preferably. That doesn't help us out. That helps other K-State fans find out about this podcast. Alex Staten out there in the state of California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another football edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Cats.